Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. If you guys want to get some venom out, you can. 786-360-0790. That is where you call us. You guys get your calls in. 786-360-0790. You guys can also text us at that number. Those texts are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. And we're streaming live on Twitch, twitch.tv/790theticket in your web browser or on the Twitch app at 790theticket. Is where you guys follow us there. I was just showing you guys during the break. Did you guys see the Tyler Hero picture I sent you during the break, Leroy? Leroy. He's got some muscles.
That's not muscles, dude.
Leroy.
You're the worst.
Wow.
Dude, revenge season incoming. Incoming.
You're falling. Look, you're falling for the sweat.
Okay, dude.
Right?
Okay, dude.
That all he is a little more cut.
Uh-huh.
He's probably a little strong. He's not bigger.
Yeah, he is, dude. Yeah, he is. From last
just
year.
Just because he's flexing by holding the water bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You are a sucker.
By the way, congratulations to Tyler. He's a papa now. Tyler Hero is and Katia Elise Henry welcomed in a baby girl to the world. So congratulations to them. And baby goat, big old, now he's Papa Goat revenge season incoming.
Still not
swole as
still
hell.
Not,
you know what happens when you become a daddy, you get them daddy muscles.
Look at that. I'm swole.
Yep. Get them daddy muscles. Just be careful, Tyler.
You're saying
what?
That this picture makes him look swole.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, dude.
Oh,
I mean, that's just not.
You are a buffoon.
Not just that picture, but like every picture.
No, it doesn't.
Every picture.
Because he's curling a ball.
Okay, we'll see.
Let me ask you a question.
We'll see. You know what?
We're
gonna be at media day next week, and you we'll be journalists, boots on the ground.
Nothing I despise more.
What?
Nothing I despise more than the jackass at the gym with a gallon jug of water. You look like a clown.
No, dude.
You don't need a gallon of water. Bring a little water bottle.
No, you're wrong, dude. And shout out to Fez.
Stupid.
Fez Butter
hey,
on Twitter.
That means you working out more than anybody else? Gotta stay hydrated. Get my pump on.
No,
it doesn't.
Oh, no, dude. If you have an old school Publix water, and shout out to Fez Butter who says that Publix spring water hits different, he's right. He's totally right. That refreshness of the Publix spring water, hot damn. Buy six of them a week. Love it, Leroy.
Dude.
What? Tell you another thing.
You're trying to get my mind off of this week's football.
Oh, you know what got my mind? You know what made me happy yesterday during the
you
Dolphins?
Know, like, this will get me going. I'm telling you.
I don't know what's to get you going.
Is who take the water, the gallon water bottle, it means you working out extra hard.
I want you.
Nobody else is working out.
I'm going to tell you something right now. If we get Tyler Hero on the show next week at Media Day, you're arm wrestling him.
Dude, I got real muscles. Muscles that been tried and
you're arm wrestling
some trials and tribulations. That dude plays basketball.
We'll see. Looks pretty piped up to me.
You know what? It would be like me giving my dog a chew toy.
Wow.
That's a man muscles. Son, take you and your jug bottle and get the hell up out of here.
I'm telling you right now, he's going to get a random drug test this week.
He's not.
Too suspicious.
No, he's not. Not for gaining 2 pounds.
Nah, dude. Nah. I'm telling you. He better be on the lookout.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you, I'm willing to go out on the limb and say he still doesn't weigh 200 pounds.
But it doesn't matter if you've converted it.
Yes, it
if
does.
You've converted baby fat into muscle.
Dude, wait. Here. All the things are setting up for him to have arm muscles. One, he's got the reach of a small salamander.
Hold on. Right? Just because the butterfly weighs less than the caterpillar doesn't mean that it's a more functional creature.
Did you just compare him to a butterfly?
Oh, Rafik, don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, no, I'm not defending Tobin here.
Don't do it. No, I'm saying you just let him stew in it himself.
That idea, huh?
The Ticket. WAXY South Miami. WSFS HD2 Miramar. With Tobin and Leroy. The Zaslow Show. And Hawk and Crowder.
That line's brought to you by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient.
Hey.
Oh, speaking of which.
Please, I think you need a radio timeout.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean? You just compared Tyler Hero to a butterfly and a caterpillar.
I have no words. The mental image in my head.
Right.
No, because like, you understand what I'm saying. Like, you understand?
No, I don't.
No, I mean, come on. No, because look, a caterpillar can get quite plump, but it's just a caterpillar. It could still get eaten up by a hawk. Butterfly, once it is in its full state after chrysalis, it can fly away. It may not weigh as much as the fat caterpillar, but it still can elude danger.
The only reason why it eludes danger because nobody eats butterflies.
Right. Because they can be nasty, with especially monarchs, with the pungent taste that they have. You ever go to Butterfly World in Deerfield Beach?
You've eaten a couple of butterflies in your day.
No, it's just well known in the nature kingdom.
Mm. Yeah.
Have you gone to Butterfly World?
Oh, love Butterfly World, and I love feeding the lorikeets with the little sugar cups. Sometimes they'll bite your ass though. Got to be careful.
You got to have one to bite there, big fella. You mean your upper thigh?
I got some cheek.
That's it. You need a radio timeout. Radio timeout.
By the way.
Did you see
Kyle Lowry officially wearing number 7? Now, reportedly, Tim Reynolds is saying this has been done with Goran Dragic's blessing, which Gogi's a real one. Now, I don't exactly know how that conversation goes. Like, does Riley call him up and goes, hey,
Pete, what's up, buddy? No hard feelings.
He goes, yeah, Goran, listen, we're going to retire your number one day, all right? Because that's the only reason they would ask him, right? If they're going to retire his number. And he says, but just for this little run here, little run-ski from Kyle Lowry, would you mind if we give him number 7? And Gogi's just like, I don't know about
it. That's not how that works.
Well, how does it work? That's not how that works. Does Kyle ask Gogi?
Here's why. Okay? By the time they retire Gogi's number,
right,
Kyle Lowry won't be here. It won't matter.
But what if Kyle Lowry?
So they would probably, even though they said.
So you think it's a lie?
That they got the okay from Gogi. The fact of the matter is that it's not retired yet, and it doesn't matter.
So you think it's a lie? You don't think they asked his
permission? No, I'm not saying it's not a lie. I'm saying it doesn't matter because his number ain't retired yet. And you don't – look, there's a couple of numbers that you know were going to be retired and nobody would dare put that uniform on.
Right.
That's D-Wade.
Yep.
And that's it.
Well, that's it, yeah. Like remember when the Chris Paul talk was here, like, oh, people should give him permission to wear number 3. No.
But that's it.
That's like what people were asking.
Nobody else that's been in this organization that's been on that level.
When people ask Tua, oh, Dan Marino should give Tua his blessing. No, he shouldn't give his blessing. Although, did you see yesterday at the Dolphins game, Bam Adebayo was there, and he was wearing a number 13 Adebayo jersey. Kind of cool.
You're a good one. You're a real one.
They give it to Bam, not to Tua. That tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, especially when Bam ain't going to be on that football field.
Hey,
Tua could wear number 13, too, because they're going to be sitting next to each other in the box watching the game.
Could have used him. Could have used him yesterday.
Huh?
So do you think it's Spo who calls up Goran, or do you think Jimmy does the negotiating?
Hold on. Real quick.
Yeah.
Look at the text that Jay Figg sent.
Let me see.
And look at them skinny ass arms.
Let me see.
Wait, I got a better one too. I'm gonna send you an actual moving visual.
Those arms are so skinny.
This is six days ago, Tobin.
That's 6 days ago? Yeah, but it's a back angle, J-Fig. Like, it's hard to tell, you know? Like, I got it up front and personal right here. I think I'm going to go...
This right here, that's all angles.
You're wrong.
You're so skinny.
See, you're wrong because look at the video
I just sent you.
First of all,
you're getting caught up with the sweat.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm looking at
the water bottle.
No.
First of all,
you need to beware because you might get caught in those traps. Okay, because
it's not a trap if it's on his actual page. No, there's no editing there.
J-Fig.
No.
Let me translate traps. As in body parts.
Yeah, his shoulders.
Might get caught up in.
His shoulders.
Oh, my bad.
His shoulders. You might not.
You're not used to Tobin talk. And periodically you get lost.
I might take a.
That's why when I give the look.
Look at those delts, dude.
I get up and walk away.
Look at those delts.
You guys haven't caught on yet.
Dude, look at those.
I know what's coming.
Look at those delts. Look at them.
You can't show anything if you're frozen.
Dude, look at those delts.
Dude. Look, right now he could do the chop, and it would equal one of your arms.
That's
how skinny his arms are.
Dr. Toboggan says Carl Anthony Towns has bigger arms. They may be bigger, but they look like grandma arms, dude. Those things are chiseled out of granite.
Okay, it's easy to be chiseled when you're 6'5", 190 pounds. You ain't got nothing else but muscle, bone, ligaments. They should be a little cut up. Man, you were the worst for a guy that supposedly goes to the gym and works out periodically.
Dude, you are going to be, I think you're going to be embarrassed next week when you see those arms on him.
No, I'm not.
Boots on the ground.
No, I'm not.
You're going to be embarrassed.
Because I know what 6'5", 190 pounds looks like.
This felt good. This felt good getting a segment away from that Dolphins and Canes crap.
What is?
Oh, it did. Oh, don't tell me you didn't have fun.
Butterflies and caterpillars, leave wildlife out of our conversations.
Back after
no,
this.
No.
If your metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot. Beautiful morning,
yeah, the sun of my morning, babe. What's up, handsome Daffy? Now I'm here, Marcos. You got the phone line up? Oh, there we go.
Hello.
What's up, handsome Daffy?
What's going on? Quick thing. First off, the whole state of Florida sucked in football the entire weekend. The only team in Florida that actually won was the Bucks. And did you see the tweet from Philip Buchanan?
Which one?
The one where he put, if the game day results look poor, that's on a consistent poor weekly preparation, weak film study, weak individual drills, weak walkthroughs, a weak game plan, or the same BS game plan, and no adjustments to their game plan, that's the definition of insanity. I agree with the whole thing.
All right, man. Sorry. Hopefully the rest of your Monday gets better. That's handsome Daffy.
There's a lot of things that are true about that. Here's the unfortunate thing about sports that we don't know. And it sucks. You're never going to know because the coach is trying to find excuses. The players are, you know, they're kids. And if the coach gives them an excuse, they're going to run with it.
Of course.
So.
Whoa.
It could be game plan. It could be something that, look, Manny thinks this team can do things that they can't do. It could be something as simple as that, where they make assumptions about what they can and can't do. And he hasn't reached that reality yet. So he has those kids out there thinking that they can do certain things on the football field that they really can't.
Yeah,
but the one thing that I know that I can blame the coach for, and I've been saying this since he took over, is the excuse making that he makes for the team and the fact that it never seems like the head coach is holding people accountable. And he gives them excuses with none of them being, we got to play better because this is unacceptable.
The other thing, too, is like all of the F-ups this past weekend from guys who are old. Like, they're not young guys who are going out
there. That means it's a systematic thing.
Like,
that means that it's a organizational thing. That means that that's the type of behavior that's either accepted or that's the type. Because guess what? You ever notice, and I'll use big picture, how some coaches have players that always get 15-yard penalties, and some coaches have players who never get them? How is that possible? I'm going to tell you how it's possible. It's because if you play for flow, that is not acceptable.
Yeah, well, probably not.
Your butter be standing next to me.
Probably not the week to defend him on that one, though.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm just in general. Okay.
But I'm not even talking
about a whole bunch of swag.
But I'm not even talking about a discipline thing. I'm just talking about like execution. Like these guys are supposed to be your more seasoned guys, and the mistakes that they make, the missed tackles that they have, the bailouts on not wanting to tackle the running backs, the offensive line, like this concoction of old offensive linemen who stink. And you know, De'Eriq King, by the way, apparently Manny Diaz was saying on Joe Rosa's show this morning, he's pretty roughed up, so I don't know if he's going to be able to go, but he hasn't even, you know, he hasn't looked that fantastic coming off of his injury. So it feels like they're holding this program together this year with these guys who they say, oh, well, we want to go with experience, but it's like that old Robert Smith saying that you always talk about, where it's just like, all right, but these guys aren't good, and they haven't been good. So isn't it, you know, maybe you'd be better off going with some of the young guys and them showing you a little bit of something. Like, when does it come to that point? And then he's going to come here, and he's going to say, well, we still have so much to play for. We have the Coastal. All right, man. But you don't look like you're in a dogfight with Appalachian State. You haven't sniffed a win against your daddy, Mac Brown. What do you think's going to happen when you play North Carolina?
Right. I just think that here, part of doing the right thing has to do with discipline. Okay. And discipline has nothing to do with talent. Okay. You ever see the situation where you say, man, those guys aren't good, but they're a well-coached football team. They win games they're not supposed to win. And undisciplined teams lose games they should win easily. And so when you see, like, and again, this is a terrible week to do this, but when you see the Dolphins play and when you see the Hurricanes play, okay, you very rarely say that the Dolphins lost a game they should have won. Because they were undisciplined.
You don't even have to go, you know, pro to college. Like, just look at Nick Saban, what a psychopath he is. Like, they go and they win a tight game on the road in Gainesville, and he's talking about the mental errors, and he's still obsessing about it. And, like, that would be by, you know, if Manny Diaz were getting a rivalry win like that on the road, like, man, I mean, everybody would just be, like, kissing his ass left and right. And Nick Saban, and I know, like, look, it's a ridiculous standard to hold him to, but like, you see what makes that guy tick. As much as he is the devil, he's never happy with anything. He's never happy with anything.
That's why he makes what, $7-8 million a year?
I think, yeah, and also we don't know what he gets paid in souls. Speaking of the devil, Tom Brady throwing 5 touchdowns yesterday. I'm just so sick of this guy. Enough.
It doesn't end, does
just it? Enough.
I mean, when I saw that they scored 48 points, I'm like, what? Are you bleeping kidding me?
Right after the week where he says he can play till he's 52. Ugh. Ugh. Hate
sucks.
It. It sucks. It sucks. Tired of it.
I want that. I want my team. I want that.
I want fun football.
I want fun football.
So much fun football. Not down here.
Instead, my got stress and headache, and like I got in the jacuzzi for the Canes game. I said, I'm gonna live this up. Got my little cooler, put some adult beverages in there, right? Start watching the game. By halftime, I was out and showered, not watching this.
Take a break. Back with more after this.
Come on. Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah.
Tobin and Leroy. Taking you up till 10 o'clock today. Got a little All Right Oh No coming up in about an hour's time. Let me dial in with one of our show favorites, Coach Faux Flo. Let's ask him what went down. Before we hear from real Brian Flores, let's hear what the fake Brian Flores has to say about yesterday's game. Brian, Brendan Tobin, 7-9 to the ticket. Just in general, what do you think went wrong out there today against Buffalo?
Too many mistakes. You can't win a game turning the ball over, dropping the ball in the red zone, not making plays when you have an opportunity to, not protecting the quarterback. It was a poor game, and we got to do better. That was just, look, I don't know what to say. We were prepared. Everybody worked hard. Just one bad thing happened, and another bad thing, then it turned over, and you know, we had our opportunities. We had our opportunities, and you know, we just, for whatever reason, didn't take advantage of them.
Let's hear from real Brian Flores yesterday on what went wrong where they didn't play well in any area.
I mean, we didn't play well in any area. We beat ourselves, you know. Penalties, drop passes, missed tackles. And that starts with me. I got to do a better job. I got to do a better job of getting us ready to go. That wasn't the case today. And, give Buffalo credit. They're a good team. They play well in all three phases. But we need to do a much better job from an execution standpoint and give ourselves an opportunity to be in the game, which, I thought, early we missed a lot of opportunities.
Yeah, they really did.
Now, real quick.
Yep.
You got Manny?
Do I have Manny from yes? Do you just
you
want
heard, right. You heard the way Flo responded to the post game after
getting
beat, right? Now play Manny just to get what?
Just any Manny?
Gets us going. Huh?
Just any Manny, just generically on the game?
Just the first post game is usually just general comment.
Yeah, let me get a Manny. Very disappointing performance. Can we get that, Marcos, from Manny Diaz yesterday? Or 2 days ago after they got just steamrolled by Michigan State? Manny Diaz is sitting up. By the way, went with the visor this week. New look for Manny Diaz.
Yeah, obviously disappointed in our performance, disappointed in the outcome. I have to give credit to Michigan State. Turnovers and red zone told the story of the day. Missing opportunities and not creating any turnovers. They won basically all the critical moments of the game. Like I said, very disappointing. Tough on our guys in the locker room. Still a lot of tight bonds in that locker room. A lot of guys that want to play hard for each other and want to make this right. And that's going to be our job as coaches to find a way to make it right.
All right.
Now, you understand why we feel the way we do about Manny?
I mean,
was any of that believable?
Well, I just don't believe it because it's him. I didn't find anything wrong with what he said.
After hearing comments like this week after week after week after week for however many years, it's not believable.
It's not.
Like, who? Listen, look, I'm all for young men building a bond, and when you have a good bond, that's how you get through adversity.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody gives a rat's ass about the bond in the locker room after that game.
That's true. I don't
Who
really
cares?
I expect you guys to have it's kind of expected.
Right.
It's great that you guys are friends. It's great that you guys are close, but it's kind of the bare minimum.
What does that have to do with one guy tackling another guy?
Guys really care for
on
each
his
other.
Team.
Guys
that
really
don't have nothing to do about the bond. In fact, their bond need to be better, so he would quit hitting his own guy. If you want to know the truth,
you want
to.
Their
bond need to be a little better. No, they don't have a good bond, Manny. One guy just T-boned the other guy.
It's true.
That don't sound like a good bond. I'm telling you, I love me some Brendan Tobin, but I ain't gonna take him out in the hallway.
Well, he might. If I do another Tyler Hero swole take. Can I get faux Brian Flores? A lot of drops out there today, Coach. What do you say to your receivers after a performance like that?
Look, they got to be better. Like, I don't know what to tell you. They catch the ball all the time. It don't count if you don't catch it on during the games. Like, I see them working hard. They catch the ball. They make plays. We preach ball protection all the time. It's nothing new. I don't know. It's just one of those games where, like, it's not just one guy. Everybody was doing it.
Let's hear from real Brian Flores on all the drops by the Dolphins yesterday.
I mean, there's a lot that plays into it, but throwing and catching, that's kind of a fundamental that we talk about. That's
fundamental.
If the ball's there, I think we should, have an opportunity. Or give ourselves, if we're given an opportunity to catch it, we got to catch it. Whoever's throwing the ball, we get enough reps with Jacoby and the other receivers that I don't want to use that as an excuse.
Yeah, well, it feels like he wants to hit the bum guns with all the receivers.
Yeah, wait, he was like. Do you know how ridiculous it sounds?
Really, it is a bad game.
Hold on. Do you know how ridiculous it sounds when the coach goes up there and says, hey, we teach those guys, catch the ball. If you at this level in your career and you got to be taught how to catch the ball, you shouldn't be in the NFL.
Yeah, agreed.
I don't want them on my team. Now, I know that's not – he's just searching.
It's bad, though.
Because I know they can all catch. But here's
the thing. They all had drops, dude. They all had drops. Like, it's bad that you can think to Devontae, end zone, Albert Wilson, couple drops, Jalen Waddle, couple drops, Preston Williams, drop. Like, they all had them. Jakeem Brandt didn't have a drop. Everybody. Just had an awful fumble.
I would say this. Here's what I was told when I was a rookie. I ran across the middle of the field one time, beat a DB, safety was hot on my trail, right? And I reached up and made a one-handed catch, tucked it in, and took off down the field. And you know what they said to me? Hmm. That don't even count towards your stats unless you do it in a game.
Wow.
So the fact that you say, I see these guys catch at practice, it's practice. It don't count.
Yeah.
Doing it at practice don't get you paid.
But
doing that practice don't get your numbers right. If you don't do it in the game, I don't believe it.
The thing that's disappointing, though, is like this, I think, was the unit people were probably most excited for.
Yes.
Called the deepest.
Right.
And you didn't have anybody who was reliable for you from them.
You don't ever want the strength of your team playing the poorest. Because when you go into a season, so for example, if I go into a season and we know we have the number one pass rush in the league, right? Number one pass rush. And we witness a game where they don't get no sacks, right? I'm not saying it should affect the rest of the team, but you're like thinking, this is our best foot forward and y'all squashing it.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? When one of the things going into this camp and leaving this camp and starting the season, everybody was like, man, Jakeem Grant made the team, huh? Because that room was so good, we were thinking we could do without Jakeem Grant. Right? We were saying, man, how many wide receivers they going to keep? And to have every single one of them play poorly and have mistakes, it's just shocking. It's shocking that every team has a dependable unit, that a group of guys that you can depend on no matter what.
What do you think about Dem Goons 954 saying, I would say changing from a lefty to a righty in Jacoby could make a difference, but I could be wrong.
No, not unless Manny's talking about it.
Oh, he would.
Like,
he would.
Manny would do it.
Spinning the football.
What's the first thing that Flo squashed? That old lefty right thing name.
Fundamental.
Catch the ball.
Roe Sly just goes sickening. That's how it feels
to me. It
is,
man.
Sickening.
It's sickening because, like, it's like this. I can deal with a team losing but playing well. Because you can just chalk that up to weren't good enough on that day. Okay? You can just chalk it up to that. That's it. It happens. It's a long season. But when you get all those opportunities and you pass and you make mistakes on so many opportunities, when you're giving up sacks with standard rushes, it wasn't even like they were doing exotic things. They were bringing five guys. So what? They line up seven guys on the line of scrimmage and drop two guys. You still should be able to pick it up. Stuff like that was driving me crazy. Drop balls in the red zone, turnovers, guys who they're bread and butter. Devontae Parker's bread and butter is jumping up and catching the ball. He jumps up and it's like he don't even know where he is on the football field. Like, it's just all of that is what frustrated me about that game. That you weren't even close to the team that you have been for the last year and a half.
All right, we'll get you caught up with your headlines. It's been a wonderful Monday. Just a wonderful Monday. Back after this.